Don Jackson Blattner is a regular guest here, the author, the registered dietitian and nutritionist. Follow her at donjacksonblattner.com or at DJ Blattner on Instagram. Hi, Don. How are you today?
Well, hey, I'm loving all like the weather science and the thermometers and all the stuff you got going on right now. The weather is fabulous.
Isn't it, though? Are you ready for some fast questions for me? I've been thinking about you.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I rest up before our calls, actually.
If my fruits and vegetables get a little wilted or faded, while they might not be as appealing, do they lose nutritional value in the process as well? Or is a soft apple that isn't so good anymore, if I just power through it, is that still as good for me as a crisp, fresher apple?
Well, no, actually. As produce sits around, it does lose, especially like water-soluble vitamins, so like vitamin C. And we're not talking that much loss, though. So when people are like, oh my gosh, there's no nutrition in this anyway, that's untrue. So although it does lose a little bit of vitamins and minerals, especially like vitamin C, it's not that big of a deal. So part of what I wanted to talk to you today about is how we can use some of those older produce items to still get nutrition out of them and not throw them away. Because
okay.
Guess what? That's where you get zero nutrition out of your food. If you're looking in your fridge and you see a soft apple and you choose to throw it away, that's definitely no nutrition for you.
Yeah, so you've got creative and clever and tasty uses for all of these things, and I'm going to get to that in a second. Say I like my pears really firm before they've gotten a little softer and sweeter, which I do. Is that superior, the same as, or worse than a perfectly ripe pear?
It is going to give you great nutrition, not superior nutrition. Although some people will say that, you know, when you have that perfect pear, it really helps even more with a sweet tooth. So a lot of times, you know, I assign one of my homework assignments to clients who have a sweet tooth is to eat, you know, good ripe fruit or cook fruit to bring out more sweetness so that you're getting your sweet tooth fixed with fruit rather than, you know, other types of sugary foods.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. Our number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 if you have a question for Dawn. And she's got some interesting ideas here. I've seen your little chart. It's really helpful. I heard on the radio the other day that coffee has roughage, maybe more than you would think. What is roughage, Dawn? What is roughage?
Okay, well, here is what I would argue with this. Most of the time, like dietitians would consider roughage fiber. And so fiber is one of those things that acts like a broom and a sponge through your digestive tract to keep things clean, to keep your cholesterol levels in check, to keep your blood sugar steady. Really, 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 we do a horrible job of getting enough fiber in our diet. And a lot of times the synonym to fiber is roughage. And so beans, nuts, seeds, fruit, vegetables, those are the things with true roughage or true fiber. Now, coffee, on the other hand, here's what I will tell you about it. It is wonderful because it has antioxidants, and it is wonderful because it is mostly water. And so when you have water with all of those other high fiber foods, it really does support a healthy digestive system.
Okay.
But I'm not going to tell someone to drink coffee for roughage
or fiber. The purpose of roughage. I think they were comparing it to tea or other beverages you drink. But I had in mind that roughage is like celery or something that's, you know, rough, and then it goes through your digestive tract and it kind of cleans you out that way, and that's that's roughage. But you make roughage sound like it's almost at a cellular level. The fiber we're talking about isn't celery strings, it's something smaller. Is that right?
Ah, interesting. Okay, so fiber could either look like rough stuff like the celery, or it could be soft like beans. Beans are one of the highest fiber foods there are because fiber or roughage can either be a sponge like super soft or it can be like a broom, super hard. And you need all the different types of fiber. Hmm. So you're right. There's fiber in celery that helps broom things out and there's fiber in beans that helps sponge things. So you need both types. You can't just look at a food and say, oh, I think that's going to be high fiber. Sometimes those foods like beans that, you know, they look soft, actually are some of the highest fiber foods out there.
Isn't it surprising how quickly avocados go bad?
Oh, please. You're talking to somebody who knows firsthand. I love to buy avocados. And if you blink and you don't pick them at the right time, all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, they're so mushy. So one of the things that is so concerning, I think, to me is this number. $1,800 is what most households are throwing away in food. $1,800 of waste. That's not only money waste, but that's nutrition waste. So it is something that I'm really passionate about, of trying to, like, not eat rotten food. I'm not talking about eating rotten food, but trying to eat the food that maybe you would have tossed in the garbage because it just doesn't look as pretty. So yes, avocado, when you have it mushy and just doesn't look as pretty, yeah, maybe you cannot chop it up and put it in nice cubes in a salad, but you can mash it on a piece of toast and have avocado toast with some eggs and spinach on there. So thinking about when a food is soft like avocado, what can you do with it? Another thing, and I know I'm not alone in this, is I will go in my fridge and I bought the lettuce, you know, I bought the spring greens, whatever, I bought the spinach, and I'm like, oh no, like, look at it, it's starting to look, you know, bad. It's not totally wet and disgusting, but it's limp. Well, that would be a good opportunity to chop it up. You know, maybe you're not going to have a huge crisp salad with that limp lettuce, but you can chop it up and use it like as a taco topping, for example. Or one of the things that just happened to me the other day, and I love this solution, is I had bananas that I was like, oh my God, I have no time to make like banana bread like everybody else is doing. But if you just take a banana that's brown and you mash it up with a cup of oats and a fourth of a cup of walnuts and stir it all together, you can bake that three ingredients together and they turn out to be cookies. I love that, and especially as tomorrow is going to be some cold weather. I mean, I'm pushing those banana cookies. Those are so delicious.
I'm going to say that again. Get two bad bananas, one cup of oats, a quarter cup of walnuts, and just bake that. You're not putting flour or sugar in there at 375 for 20 minutes.
Yes, I can't believe it myself, but you stir those ingredients together, plop them on a cookie sheet like you would normal cookies, you know, little dollops. And then, yep, they turn into these great banana cookies with just three ingredients. And it's great to use the bananas instead of tossing them.
What do you do with the tomatoes that you don't want to, that you're thinking about throwing out?
All right, so if you get them wrinkled, you know, they don't look that great in the salad, but you can dice them up and make yourself some salsa. Or another thing that, for me, tends to go bad quick is berries. You know, if they look moldy, toss them. But if they're just, like, withered and kind of shriveled up, a lot of times I will make chia jam with them. So I just put 2 cups of whatever, I mean, it could be any fruit, but a lot of times for me it's berries. I put 2 cups of berries in a pot and then cook it down and then add 2 tablespoons of chia seeds. And I make, just with those 2 ingredients, a chia jam that's great, like on a piece of toast with nut butter, or you can swirl it in your Greek 2% plain yogurt. And, you know, again, I might have in days past thrown away those berries thinking, you know, they're ugly, I don't really want them. But, you know, you could do so much things, you know, again, not with something that's rotten, but, you know, something that doesn't look so cute. Or the other day, too, I had a cucumber in the back of my fridge, which, you know, key is, do not keep produce in your crisper or in the back of your fridge where you forget about it. Keep it up front, eye level. Well, I lost this cucumber in the back. It was absolutely soft. I was like, this is gross. What am I going to do? But it wasn't squishy. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to make some spa water with this. And I made ice cubes. I just pureed that cucumber, put it into ice cube, and now I pop those cucumber spa water, you know, right into my glass of water. And it's so tasty. It's so great. You know, so being sort of creative can help you.
I want to read a couple texts. You give me short answers. You ready?
Oh, God, the speed round, yeah.
You can refrigerate avocados in a bag for a week or more. It really works, says 708. Do you confirm or deny that?
Confirm. When you put fruit that is too rapidly ripening on your counter and you put it in the fridge, that refrigeration can help slow that ripening process. So absolutely, pop it in your fridge.
What are people supposed to do on a low-fiber diet? Whole grains and fiber is pushed so much, companies are adding it to items that otherwise never had it. What do you do if you need low-fiber?
It is a small percentage of the population that needs a low-fiber diet. And a lot of times you have to work with a dietitian because so many healthy foods have fiber that you need to figure out a diet that has good, wholesome nutrition.
Got it.
But keeping that fiber
Time's
low.
Up. Hi, John and Don. Okay. What do you think of microgreens and nutritional value? Spira Farms has a shop in Lamont, and I love the variety, ease of use, and the freshness. Microgreens.
Yes. Yes, and more yes. Yes. They're not only so delicious. I love microgreens, but they are packed with nutrition. So
what are they? What's a micro? What are microgreens?
Oh, they're picked before. Like there can be broccoli microgreens. So it's a broccoli plant picked before it's actually turned into an actual huge stalk of broccoli. So they're really young and tender. And so people tend to really like the taste of them because they're so young and tender, but they have all of that same great nutrition.
Got it. Cotton candy grapes. Cotton candy grapes are so sweet. They taste too sweet. They taste like cotton candy. Is that an inferior fruit because it's so sugary?
No, the recommendation is whatever kind of fruit, it's 1 to 2 cups of fresh fruit a day is the recommendation to get our vitamins, our minerals, and our antioxidants. So just make sure it's not all the same fruit. Variety is the key. So if you love grapes, go for them, but switch it up too.
Time's up. Okay, that's Don Jackson-Blattner. Hey, Don, this chart from Instagram, is that on your Instagram account?
Yes, if you go to DJ Blattner on Instagram, it has the how to use produce before it spoils.
Is that also on your website, donjacksonblattner.com?
Yes, it's also there.
How lucky for you that Don Jackson Blattner hadn't already been taken. That's donjacksonblattner.com. Don, let's talk next week, okay?
I would love to.
She's always a great help for you and for me.